The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 8, text number 41, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 11th, 2014, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atta Vishva Isha Vishva Atman Vishva Murte Svakeshu Me Sneha Pasham Imam Chindhi Dridham Pandushu Vrishnishu Atta Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume Sneha Pashami Manchindhi Dridhang Pandushu Vrishnishu Atta Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume Sneha Pashami Manchindhi Dridhang Pandushu Vrishnishu. Atta, therefore, Vishva Isha, O Lord of the Universe, Vishva Atman, O Soul of the Universe, Vishva Murte, O Personality of the Universal Form, Svakeshu, unto my own kinsman, may my Sneha Pasham, tie of affection, Imam, this, Chindhi, cut off, Dridham, deep, Pandushu, for the Pandavas, Vrishnishu, for the Vrishnis also. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord of the Universe, Soul of the Universe, O Personality of the Form of the Universe, please therefore sever my tie of affection from my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vishnus. Purport. A pure devotee of the Lord is ashamed to ask anything in self-interest from the Lord, but the householders are sometimes obliged to ask favors from the Lord, being bound with the tie of family affection. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and therefore she prayed to the Lord to cut off the affectionate tie from her own kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vishnus. The Pandavas are her own sons, and the Vishnus are the members of her paternal family. Krishna was equally related to both the families. Both the families required the Lord's help because both were dependent devotees of the Lord. Srimati Kunti Devi wished Sri Krishna to remain with her sons, the Pandavas, but by his doing so, her paternal house would be bereft of the benefit. All these particulars troubled the mind of Kunti, and therefore she desired to cut off the affectionate tie. A pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. The typical example is the band of six Goswamis who followed the path of Lord Chaitanya. All of them belonged to the most enlightened and cultured rich families of the higher castes. But for the benefit of the mass of population, they left their comfortable homes and became mendicants. To cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a Brahmin, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. The personality of Godhead as an ideal king showed this by example. Sri Ramachandra cut off the tie of affections for his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of an ideal king. Such personalities as a Brahmana, a devotee, a king, or a public leader must be very broad-minded in discharging their respective duties. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and being weak, she prayed to be free from such bondage of family affection. The Lord is addressed as the Lord of the universe, of the Lord of the universal mind, indicating his all-powerful ability to cut the hard knot of family affection. Therefore, it is sometimes experienced that the Lord, out of his special affinity towards a weak devotee, breaks the family affection by force of circumstances arranged by his all-powerful energy. By doing so, he causes the devotee to become completely dependent on him and thus clears the path for his going back to Godhead. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakanvitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivisheshu Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tadine. So, sometimes one has to cut those ties of family affection if the family is against one's Krishna consciousness. We have a natural affection for our family. But if that affection becomes an impediment for our Krishna consciousness, then we have to cut it. I didn't get my family's approval to take up the path of self-realization, for example. But I knew I had to do it. I knew I just couldn't be what they wanted me to be. I had to take up the self-realization thing. I felt I had a duty to act for the benefit of all of the suffering humanity. And to just be dutiful to what my parents wanted me to do was, it didn't match. So I had to cut that for the sake of serving the suffering humanity, which brought me to Krishna consciousness. So, where do we have the actual duty? That's the question. In the material life, we have so many duties. Duty to our family members, duty to our society, duty to our teachers. So many duties are there. But Krishna says, give up all other duties. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja. Abandon all these duties and take one duty only, and that is to serve me. So this is the ultimate criterion that we should use as a guiding principle in our lives. What is favorable for my Krishna consciousness? And what is favorable for spreading Krishna consciousness? You see, that takes precedence over everything else. What is favorable for my Krishna consciousness should be accepted. What is unfavorable should be rejected. That's all. It's a very simple principle. If you will always act on this principle, always do what is favorable for Krishna consciousness and always reject what is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness, you become very fixed up in Krishna consciousness. You become an advanced devotee. You see, you don't allow material sentiments to interfere with your Krishna consciousness. You can use those material sentiments in Krishna's service. It's not that they have to be denied. But when they interfere with Krishna consciousness, then you have to give them up. Just like we have a natural affection for our family. All right, so make your family Krishna conscious, you see. Then you're using that affection, that tie in Krishna's service. This is proper pronunciation. Anasaktatta vishayan yatartma biyunjataha nirbandha krishna sambande yuktam vairagya muchate prapanchakataya bhujya hari sambandhi vastinaha mamukshubi padityago phagu vairagyam katyate. When a person is not attached to anything but at the same time accepts everything in relation with Krishna, he is properly situated in renunciation. On the other hand, a person who rejects everything, not seeing its relationship with Krishna, is a false renunciate, Pagu Vairagi. So you have to see everything in relationship with Krishna. Don't be a Mayavadi who wants to deny everything. It's like the example is given. Somebody walks into the Bank of America with a gun to rob the bank. It's a criminal activity. It's a bad thing, you see. You don't rob banks because that's criminal activity. Another man, he walks into the same bank and he says, I renounce this bank. Is it his bank to renounce? How he can say, I renounce the Bank of America? Is he the owner of the Bank of America? He can renounce it. Do you understand this point? If I say, I renounce the Bank of Mauritius, you have a bank called the Bank of Mauritius. Yeah. I renounce the Bank of Mauritius. You're crazy. You don't own the Bank of Mauritius to begin with. What do you mean you renounce the Bank of Mauritius? You're a crazy fool if you say I renounce the Bank of Mauritius. Or if you go in with a gun to rob it, you're also a fool. You see, in either case, you go to rob the Bank of Mauritius, you're a fool. You say I renounce the Bank of Mauritius, you're a fool. So to try to enjoy this material world, that is foolish activity. And to artificially renounce it, that is also a foolish activity. So what is the proper vision? You have to see everything is the property of Krishna. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva lokamaheshvaram. You have to see everything as Krishna's property. Therefore, it is meant to be engaged in Krishna's service. Another example is a man who walks down the street. He sees a wallet lying there on the street. He takes all the money and spends it, you see. Ah, very good. I got some extra money today. He takes all the money and spends it. That's not a very moral thing to do. Another person says, oh, that's somebody else's wallet. I don't want to touch it. He just leaves it sitting there, you see. He's better than the first man, but still he's imperfect. The third man, he says, oh, somebody lost their wallet. Let me see. Oh, here's his name and address. Let me call him and return the wallet to him. You see, that is the proper mentality. So you have to see everything in this material world as the property of Krishna. You see, and engage it in Krishna's service. That is the proper vision. Don't try to be the enjoyer, nor try to be the artificial renouncer. Whatever you have, whatever Krishna has given you, by dint of your previous impious or pious activities, you have a certain karma, you see? Whatever has come to you by your karma, use it for Krishna. That's the key. Don't try to enjoy it, nor try to artificially renounce it. You understand? You see? Whatever has come to you, engage it in Krishna's service. That is the proper move. And then you're properly situated in renunciation. So any questions? First question. What is the meaning of the lines of Tilak? It means I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Can you please tell of the important details that we should not miss, for Vyas Puja? Yeah, it should be observed at noon. And there should be flowers and vishadam and offerings. You need to offer an arati, abhishek, Why Lord Sri Ramachandra killed Bali from behind? What is the hidden meaning in this pastime? I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. Mauritius is so small that sometimes you get a job and see the politicians interfere favoring their kinsmen. Please comment on this type of leadership. It's bogus. It's called nepotism. They're not proper leaders. The leader should accept every citizen as like their child, not just their blood family. They will favor their blood family members. Srila Prabhupada left home since his relationship with his wife was an impediment to Krishna consciousness. But if in our married life our relationship is becoming a real impediment for progressing, well, the best thing is to try to work it out, because I've seen many cases where the wife is not all inclined to Krishna consciousness, but in the end she became more Krishna conscious than the husband. So, you know, you never know. Should try your best. If it's something that's totally unworkable, then you can break it off. But you should consult with your spiritual master before making such rash decisions. The best thing is try to make it be very tolerant. It's like Prabhupada's sister was married to a non-devotee, and she was very tolerant and served him faithfully. Even though he was an immoral man, we called her Pishima, or auntie. Bhava Tarini Devi Dasi was her name, but we didn't ever call her that. Because we're here, she's Prabhupada's sister, we called her Pishima, or aunt. She was married to a non-devotee. So one has to try their best to be Krishna conscious in that situation. We don't encourage, divorce is not within our culture. So, but if something is completely, absolutely unworkable, then something may have to be done. Separation, at least. Papa does say that woman doesn't have to serve a demoniac husband. He mentioned that in his books. Any other question? Can you please tell us how you did your service of prasadam distribution? Well, it was very simple. My prasadam distribution career, I started off with taking a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls to the campus and play the harmonium and sing and give out Simply Wonderfuls. And by doing that, I made one devotee immediately. Shamakunda Das Brahmachari. He got a Simply Wonderful from me, and he became a devotee. Just by giving him a Simply Wonderful, he became a devotee. And then we gradually, I started taking a whole lunch out to the campus. And a number of devotees would go out, and a group of us would go out, and we'd have a whole big lunch. It went from a bowl of Simply Wonderful to a full lunch. And we made many, 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 many devotees. We recruited so many devotees from our lunch program at the University of Florida. The campus authorities wanted to stop it, so they took the prasadam to a laboratory and they said, this food is contaminated and you have to shut down this program. So our temple president, he took them to court. Actually, we had a kitchen certified by the health department. There was a bogus report that the food was contaminated. It was a lie. It wasn't really contaminated. They were playing some tricks. Food wasn't contaminated. We had a certified the health department kitchen, and food wasn't contaminated. But actually, the police came, and they took all the devotees, and they put them in handcuffs, and they dragged them across the campus and put them in the squad cars and arrested them for prasadam distribution. And the students were angry like anything. They were booing the police. It was a big scene. They were very angry at the police, and it made a very bad name for the campus authorities. The students took the side with the devotees because we were giving them the free lunch. Everyone, all the students were very, very disturbed at the authorities. And then in the court, we won the case, and the prasadam distribution continued. So prasadam distribution, you should make it very nice, tasty prasadam. And you give them a nice Krishna consciousness along with it and make them devotees. Any other questions? The temple atmosphere is always spiritual. It is the devotees who make this atmosphere. What was the atmosphere of temples around the world when Vishnu Janaswami unnaturally left the world? The atmosphere wasn't... We didn't depend on Vishnu Janaswami to make our temples like them. Things went on normally. I mean, the movement didn't stop when he left the world. We weren't dependent on him. Everything went on normally. Prabhupada was here, and things were going on full steam. It wasn't that big of an impact on the atmosphere at all, that I didn't notice any impact when he left the room. It wasn't even for sure. It was only a rumor. No one really knew. It was never actually confirmed, although Prabhupada was of the opinion that he committed suicide. But it didn't in any way affect the movement. The movement just went on full steam. How can we serve you better and better when you are physically present? This is obviously from a disciple. The best service to the spiritual master is to develop your love for Krishna. That's what Prabhupada explained. How can we please you the most, Srila Prabhupada? He said, develop your love for Krishna. So if you want to please your spiritual master, whether he's physically here in Mauritius or he's physically somewhere else on this planet, or he's departed for Goloka or for another preaching assignment somewhere in the universe, whatever the situation may be, if you want to serve your Guru Maharaj better and better, then you have to develop feelings of love for Krishna. That's the essence of what we're doing here. We're trying to awaken feelings of love for Krishna, the person Krishna. So try to understand that Krishna is a person, Krishna is present, Krishna can see, he can hear, he can fully understand your mentality, your psychology is fully understood by Krishna. You're fully transparent, you can't hide anything from Krishna. So therefore, try to be genuine in offering your life in loving service to Krishna. And that's how you can serve your spiritual master better and better and better. Any other questions? There's nothing else. We can end early today. And we thank you all very much for coming. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.